Welcome, Creepy Crapses, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy and I'm your host. And shall I say, this is actually the last episode. I should have probably started off with that. I know. Oh, pause for tears, maybe. But yes, I am hanging up the microphone. I'm saying goodbye to the Creepy Crap Podcast. I did have to say goodbye to this once before, but that was because I got a new job. I did not have time for it, so I had to stop it in the middle of me getting really excited with it and everything else. So yeah, I have brought it back. It's been about a year or so, but now I feel it's naturally dying off and I've just lost a bit of the heat and the love I used to have for it. I went through a bunch of personal stuff a little month or two ago and that really killed a lot of motivation because that took my focus away. Now I'm trying to get back into it and I can just feel, if I'm being honest, it's not there anymore. The passion for it. I'm getting a little bit sick of the social media stuff at the moment and I've just put no effort in or anything. And I've already got rid of like Letterboxd, TikTok, the Discord thing was completely pointless. I don't even know why I bothered trying to make. But yeah, I've lost a little bit of the passion for it. And I do love horror movies still, but I do have a potential plan for the future. It's just, I just need to get baby out of this particular corner. There's nothing against horror movies. I love it. All I see now is stuff on social media and it's all horror related. It's all about horror movies. And I feel like the more you get of it, the more it doesn't make you a fan, the more you just kind of kills it off a little bit. Oh my God, don't have to shit on every fucking movie that comes out, hey? Why don't we see it first? And I know that's bloody hypocritical because this whole podcast was about shitting on movies, but that was about crap ones that, you know, you've given a chance and sometimes they are good, but some weren't. It's like, don't shoot down a movie you haven't even fucking seen yet. Shut up. Just enjoy the fact that there are horror movies getting made. It's crazy. But anyway, this isn't about rants and all that. Well, it will be soon, actually. That is one of the reasons why I've stopped the podcast. And yeah, I just wanted to hang it up before I lost all the passion completely. And it felt like a burden and all that. So this episode's going to be sort of like a nice sweet and sour sort of episode. I'm just going to do the hot takes. I asked a whole bunch of people for hot takes, so I'm not actually going to do any of them because none of them were what I was actually hoping to hear. So I've done my own hot takes and then I'll finish it with a bunch of goodbyes and say goodbye to the show. So that's basically what you'll be listening to today. It's not about a movie. I've done enough movies for now. And yeah, that is the end of the Creepy Crap Podcast. So if you want to hear some hot takes and some sad goodbyes, well, you've just got to keep listening. Here we go. I had a whole bunch of hot takes, but I'm just going to do like 10 of the ones I could think of. I wrote a bunch down. These are my main ones that I'm thinking about. And I'll start off with this one first. So Leatherface, I feel, deserves more credit. I feel like a lot of people shit on him because one of the two movies weren't that good or whatever else. There's plenty of other franchises, Halloween, that have the same concept in every fucking movie. But everyone seems afraid to fucking shit on that. This is a movie where you don't really know much of the history or what's going on or really get to see much of the character. It's fun, it's interesting, you never really know what's going on there. And yeah, I just feel like they're really good and it's a great character and he's like probably the fucking Mount Rushmore of characters, but he never seems to get it compared to everyone else. He always seems to be the one pushed to the side for some reason. What is wrong with Leatherface? I don't get it, but yeah, it's so annoying. And the same thing with other franchises like Saw gets a lot of shit, but the fun thing about those movies is that you get to see creative twists on the traps every time. Some sort of trap's got to push itself from the last movie, and then some of the magic of watching those movies is just what fucking weird storyline are they going to create this time to bring the character that's died 6 movies ago back into the movie somehow? What's the little take this time? What twists are they going to do, and how are they bringing John Kramer back? I love those movies, I love Leatherface, and I hate people shitting on them all the time, but then Halloween can't do any wrong. I like Michael Myers, he's cool and all that sort of shit, but he doesn't fucking do anything. He stands there, doesn't say a single word. Everyone's like, oh, best fucking movie ever, best fucking Halloween movie, it's the best. If you're gonna fucking say that's the best, open the doors to other fucking movies as well, because if you're saying that's the best, you could easily say these are the best. I don't know, it's just very annoying, but that's my first hot take of the fucking episode. Hot take number 2. Scream is overrated. Yes, I've waited till the final episode to finally say that. I've said it in people's comments and all this sort of stuff. But yeah, it's like I used to love those movies and now everyone fucking wanks about it so fucking much. We get it. Okay, cool. Is it cool because it's like the only killer out of these franchises that you could possibly be? You can chuck on the stupid, whatever the black gown is, chuck the mask on and you can go kill all your friend group because he doesn't possess any powers at all apart apart from maybe being in the same place twice that doesn't make sense in a movie, it's like, I don't understand the appeal of him over so many other fucking movies. It's like, why is Scream so popular? Oh, Scream 7, oh, everyone fucking hates it. I had so many accounts I follow, and it's just like, I don't need to see Neve Campbell's back. Oh, Melissa's kicked out. General Toga's fucking jumped out. Okay, cool, that's the news or whatever. And I guess that's how fucking news works, but you've seen it once. I literally didn't go on my account for about 2 days so I could filter out the fucking news post so I didn't have to see the same thing every time. Who gives a fuck? Fucking Saw 11 comes out. I don't see people like flooding the feed with that shit or whatever else, but oh, Scream, oh, she's so good for standing up to them. Oh, she came back. It looks like she'll do anything for money. Oh, she's good for this. She's good for doing the complete opposite suddenly. I don't see the appeal for it. It's very overrated. It's gotta be up there. It's Scream and Halloween, I reckon. Top two fucking most overrated fucking franchises in the world. I don't understand it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the movies aren't fun and enjoyable to watch and all that sort of stuff. It's the amount of people that fucking love it and wank all over it. I just don't understand. It's crazy. But God, it feels good to say that. Oh, these hot takes have been turned right up to the max. Okay, while the temperatures are hot, let's jump into another one. And hot take three is that cosplay people should not act so fucking smug. I don't care that people do cosplay. It's cool. I like the whole dress up thing. Like, dress up for a fucking party, it's sweet. Or go to a con or whatever the fuck, dress as your favorite character. It's the smugness I don't like with this. It's like, you could dress up in smug, especially if it's not fucking like exactly like the character. If you have like the best fucking thing, I can see potentially where you've probably spent so much time making it or paying for it. Well, I'm fucking awesome. You're like, you're not. You've just spent a lot more money than someone else. These photos I constantly see from every fucking con. There seems to be about a million in the States. Every day they're having like 500 cons. Everyone's getting a photo with whoever. I don't know. We don't have them that much here, so I don't know much about him. But the smugness. Fuck me. How cool do you think you possibly are? You realize you're wearing a costume. It's costume play. You aren't the fucking character. You weren't in the movie. You shouldn't be standing there almost expecting a fucking line of people to come get a photo with you. It's like, yeah, okay, your costume might be cool, but it's the attitude you see with these people where you're like, who the fuck are you? Anyone could have wore that costume. Anyone who literally could fit that costume that you have bought or made or whatever the fuck could wear that. You're not the fucking part of this. Yeah, hot chicks look cool or whatever in it or whatever, or a muscly guy. Yeah, you look a bit more like the character. You could have a blank face and it wouldn't matter. It's just that the costume is cool. You don't mean shit to the costume. You just happen to be the one wearing it. You're a model. A mannequin, if it could model and move around itself, would do the exact same job as you. It's like people are famous now for dressing up and acting like people. That is what acting was fucking called. I get the confidence and all that. Like, be as fun, be whatever. Like, fair enough, you can't have the top fucking movie quality outfit or whatever else. You feel good in it, that's good. Even if you look horrible in it and everyone's like, geez, why are they wearing that for? Feel confident, feel like another person, that's fine. Just the fucking smug people. You think you're fucking Thor and you could like jump into someone's photo, or like you owe it to them, like it's a freebie that you fucking walked up and hugged them, or like stood there like a fucking legend because a character's also similarly dressed or whatever else. It's just fucking ask the person first. You can't do that in any other world. You could just walk up and be like, hey, you want a photo with me? Like, get fucked. But apparently if you're dressed up, you have this confidence of being a fucking knob. Dress up like the character, feel good about it, do whatever. Just don't be fucking smug about it. I hate seeing it in my feed, you're a dickhead. Oh, I better calm down or my blood pressure's gonna go out the roof. Anyway, therapy session hot take number four is gatekeeping. People who are gatekeeping horror movies, get over your fucking self too, okay? We know all the 80s, special effects were better back then. We get it. Things progressed and changed. We have to keep making movies. What do you want, you fucking idiots? Do you only want the movies from the 80s or early 90s or before that even? Like, you don't see people going, oh, Charlie Chaplin, if he was fucking Dracula back in the 30s, going, oh, Freddy Krueger, he's fucking shit. Oh, what about the 30s or whatever else? It's like, everyone thinks their fucking generation was the best. You don't have to berate everyone else who wants to get into it. If you love horror, wouldn't you be happy that they're still making movies and that new people are coming into it? And yeah, someone's favorite movie might be fucking Sharknado because that was the first movie they ever watched. I love these monster movies, they're the best. I'm like, oh, you've never seen fucking Friday the 13th or oh, you've never seen fucking Dracula? Or whatever else. Whatever the fucking movie you think is the best, because that's the movie you got into and you think that's your fucking top of the apex. That's the best thing you've ever seen. Don't make other people feel shit about it. Oh, they're making another remake of something else. Yeah, okay, remakes might get a bit played out. Some are fucking cool. Give it a fucking chance, you fucking idiot. You didn't make the movies. You didn't do shit. If another director is maybe having a comment about another person's style or something, they deserve to because they fucking made the movie. But they're also appreciate the fact that people are making more movies still. If you love horror movies, you should be happy they're still making horror movies. That it's still a genre. It didn't fucking die off in the 90s because no one fucking made a good movie anymore. They've made more movies. They keep making them. It's fuckheads like you who keep going on about, oh, these fucking people, oh, they fucking Gen X or whatever fucking generation you're claiming about ruining the fucking movies and all this stuff. Oh, they're woke. They're whatever else. They're just doing whatever's popular at the time. Slashers were popular in the 80s. Whatever the fuck. Black and white movies are popular and it's fucking black and white. Stop making everyone feel bad because it's not with your fucking lane of what you particularly like. Who gives a fuck what you think? You don't have a say on what other people can like just because you liked it before they did. It doesn't make you any better. Just let people enjoy movies and let movies have a fucking chance to be made and enjoyed for their own before you shoot them down before they're even made. But anyway, that's enough about that. Now let's get into some podcast related hot takes because I've got quite a few and here are some of my favorites. So let's get into them. Hot take number 5, and these are a few podcast related ones coming up. This one for number 5 is copy and pasted messages are annoying. If you get a message in your DMs and it's, hey guys, I love your show, big time listener and all this sort of shit, and you can tell it's clearly copy and pasted. They're just sending it to a million people hoping that a certain percent will subscribe to their YouTube channel or whatever the fuck it is. And sometimes some of them are a lot more than that. Like, hey, fund me and do all this shit. Like, I get what that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to reach out to people. But it's like, just put fucking effort in a little bit. Like, honestly, if you're doing it to a podcast of girls, hey girls, or if it's only one person, go, oh, hey man, or hey girl, or whatever else, at least change the beginning message to make it look a little bit personalized so the person who gets it feels like you're actually putting in more than a tiny bit of effort than copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. I hate them. They're very annoying to get. And it's just like, the more they see them, the stupider they are or more diluted or whatever else. Or they're trying to make it sound like a natural conversation when you know it's clearly not. It's like, you see that, I'm pretty much not going to ever subscribe. It's so annoying. I don't know if everyone else feels like that or they're like, it's the hustle, man. Just put a tiny bit more effort in and then maybe it's tolerable. And you're like, oh yeah, fair enough. You know, you've put the effort out there, you're asked. I will do it for you. No worries. I'll click subscribe. Add the link as well. Don't fucking ask people and don't fucking do it. Don't be lazy. They're very annoying. I find them very shitty. That is my hot take on copy and paste messaging. Okay, so hot take number 6 are accounts that don't follow anyone back. When you're a brand new podcast and you're just starting out, you can't make your Instagram account look like a fucking Joe Rogan account. You don't have the followership to act like a fucking dickhead from the get-go. If you're not famous or have any real reason to not follow anyone back, it's like, what are you doing? You think you're so good for following like 5 or 10 major accounts that have millions of followers that will never interact with you ever, acknowledge you or share or do anything, but the hundreds of people that do for some random fucking reason follow you, it makes no sense that you don't follow them back. It's rude, it's pretentious. Show respect to the fucking people that are showing it to you. I haven't been very active on social medias lately and I've seen a massive decline. It shows a lot that if you can support the people that support you, you get it back. It's like, if you don't fucking show anyone respect, like, you're not gonna follow anyone, why would they keep liking all your stuff and doing anything and then see how good you are when no one cares about you? The huge accounts I follow don't care. Why do you think you can't follow or show anyone respect? But when you've got all these people that are your listeners or fans or whatever else, it's like, show them the fucking respect and follow them back. You see it all the time. People think it looks cooler by not following tons of people. It's just rude. But anyway, that's my hot take there. Follow your fucking fans. Don't be a fucking dickhead. I've seen what happens when you don't interact with people and you definitely pay the price. The less you fucking talk to people, the less they interact with you, the less likes you get and the less fucking plays you get. It doesn't benefit your podcast by not showing them respect. Anyway, that one is over. Let's keep going. So hot take number 7 is oversharing information. And this isn't like you can't use it to do whatever you want. Talk about, hey, I went to the shops, I went to fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm talking more specifically about the people that share information that's possibly incriminating thing almost, or like something that's so fucking personal. They're sharing something about what their ex did, messages about conversations between the ex with the girlfriend and about their kids and all this information that is way too personal. That shouldn't be shared to anyone. Keep some of your personal life to yourself. Or some people just share so much stuff. You did not need to share that. There was one account ages ago. There was one account, for example, where they were like literally goodbye world. And you're like, fuck, this person's gonna do something. Fuck, this is horrible. And then like a week later, it's like, hey guys, I'm back. Follow my OnlyFans or whatever. And are you serious? Everyone thought you had gone and killed yourself or something like that. And then we'll do it again a couple weeks later, sharing all this personal information about this huge battle, which I feel like, is this a custody battle? Are you going to be sharing this in court? Probably don't share this with the internet that doesn't know you. This is stuff you should be keeping to yourself. Not letting your ex know that you fucking got this information or been taking photos of conversations. All this shit that I feel like is very personal. It's not needed for Instagram. Take a photo of fucking books you bought, DVDs, whatever you got. Oh yeah, here's an unboxing of some fucking thing I just bought. This information just seems like it's too personal. Like, that's just my opinion. Feel guilty reading it. And then don't use it to try to cash in afterwards. Hey, it's been a fucking week. Oh, blah, blah, blah. My ex. Hey, can I have some money? Enough. I'm sick of seeing it. Okay, hot take number 8 isn't specifically to podcasts. It's more just social media in general. Probably TikTok specifically, I guess. It's the fucking lip sync videos. We get it. It was real clever when everyone was doing them all the time. I don't care if it's occasionally and all that sort of stuff. Like, do whatever the fuck you want. Like, I'm not, like, telling you not to do something. But I'm just saying, it's cringy after a while. Some sort of 50 to 60 year old lady or man sitting down on a dimly lit fucking room, laying down like with the camera basically facing up their fucking nostrils. And it's just them with like the shittest filter on ever, where they've just got a clip from a TV show, a movie or whatever the fuck it is. And they think they're so fucking clever mouthing this little 20 second clip. And then it's post, there's another one. Okay, what else can I find? Oh, cool. There's a Cartman one. Yep, cool. Let's go again. It's boring. You don't need these accounts where every fucking video is the same shit and they only get like 2 or 3 fucking likes and a few plays. It's boring. No one's caring about it anymore because it's fucking shit. Mix up your content. Do a unique video once in a while. Just mix it up. Put a fucking photo. Do anything different. Share your life. Do something different. That's the end of that hot take. Okay. And now we're moving on to my favorite hot take. This is number 9 and this is specifically very much for podcasts. This is the one I was saving. I have mentioned this many times in chats with guests and whatever else. Hot take number 9 is long podcasts. Shut the fuck up. That is my quick version, and here's my longer version. Podcasts don't need to go forever. When you're a very small podcast that's only beginning, stop fucking dragging out fucking podcasts. No one wants to hear it go that long. If you have a 90-minute movie and you're doing a 4-hour episode, it's just rude to the listeners. I'm throwing it out there for you. Here's a little tip. Don't fucking make it that long. And if you're fucking boring, don't make the podcast in the first point. Or if you've got 3 people that are chatting that don't have any fucking personality whatsoever, why did you make the podcast in the first place? You realize the only 3 things in your boring fucking life is that you watch movies together. We should do a podcast. No, you don't need to do a podcast. Just watch movies together and fucking sit there in silence and shut up. Podcasts you listen to go forever. Oh, we don't cut anything out. Learn to fucking edit. If that's the only reason you're leaving stuff in, it's fucking rude. This isn't specifically to anyone, but it's any podcast that leaves huge fucking gaps in there, or does the whole fucking, so what did you watch this week? And they're like, oh, yes, that's a good question. What did I watch? I watched the, and they fucking talk about a movie for about 2 minutes each on top of the movie they're already doing. You're already covering a movie. You don't need to talk about 10 other fucking mini reviews within the fucking movie thing. Boring to listen to and no one gives a fuck. And if you're gonna take forever listening and you didn't fucking prepare it, don't fucking leave in all the fucking time of you thinking of what you watched this week. Oh yeah, I did. I was gonna go fucking, it's like, shut up and cut some fucking time down. 3 or 4 hour podcast. It's so crazy that you feel like that's something you can put out. Don't expect people to enjoy it. It's crazy. If people listening to you, that I can promise, almost guarantee, they're not listening to the 4 hours. It's crazy enough to listen to a huge podcast that goes for that long. But if you're doing that and you're just a small time guy, it's fucking boring, it's shitty, no one is listening to that. They're pressing marked as play. And I can promise you that is what most people are doing. They listen to a few parts, they can quickly just go, oh yeah, how good was this part? Whatever else. My whole thing ever since I started this was short short, sweet episodes, so I wasn't one of those people where people are like, fuck, it went forever. And the fact that it's only me makes it more incentive to make it very short because you don't want to fucking hear it. I feel like it's bad enough editing and hearing myself for like the half an hour, whatever I'm doing. If you're fun, energetic, and all that sort of shit, it's great, but they're the ones that seem to go short. It's like you want more of them. It's only the boring ones that seem to go forever because they don't fucking edit anything. Or like if they did edit, it's like, what the fuck did you cut out if this is what you're actually putting out? Edit your podcast, make it interesting, and don't drag it out forever. Anyway, that is my most fired up hot take. That is what annoys me so much. It's annoyed me from the beginning. All right, that's enough. And that is hot take number 9. Okay, so hot take number 10 is actually a bunch of ones that I didn't really want to expand on or give like too big of a section for. So it's just a bunch of rapid fire hot takes. I'm just going to start them. There's no particular order or anything, but yeah, here we go. First one, Mia Goth and Jenna Ortega are pretty overrated. The next one, H.P. Lovecraft stories are a punish to read. Fucking hate them. They're shit. And the movies are way better. I'd much prefer to watch a movie than read any of those stories ever again. I think people just think it's cool to say they read them, but honestly, they're fucking a punish. They're not good to read. Just annoying. Never again. So the next one's a popular one. I actually find Rob Zombie's movies pretty good. Most of the ones I've seen, I've enjoyed. I think it's just cool for people to say it's not good to like his movies anymore. The next one, this one might be a little bit rude actually, but whatever. Ghost hunters are delusional if they think what they're doing is more than playing make-believe. So the next one's in the similar vein of that, but yeah, cryptics are cool. I love what they make up, but that's a problem. They are made up. They don't exist, and I feel bad if anyone dedicates their whole life trying to find one because you're never gonna find one. You're just making it up for attention. So yeah, cryptics are cool, but clearly don't exist. Okay, the next one's not horror related, but it's just something I feel. I feel like Marvel has jumped the shark. I'm sick of all the movies and the Avenger movies and all the shows and all this other shit. There's too much. The only franchise I really enjoy for Marvel these days, and like pretty much ever, is the X-Men. I love them, but everything else, you're just like, oh, enough, stop. And yeah, my next one is on the movie Mother. I feel it is the worst movie ever made, like out of a big style movie. Obviously, there's heaps of tons of shit little ones and whatever else. But yeah, the fact that the movie's like meant to be aggravating and it's Mother Nature and it's like all this fucking pretentious shit. It's annoying. The fact that you've made it to annoy the audience is why it's shit. It's painful to watch. It irritated me so much. It took me 3 times to watch the whole movie and I will never watch it ever again. Even if someone says it's amazing, fuck you, it is not. But yeah, Mother starring Jennifer Lawrence is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. All right, here's another one. Zombie movies are boring and they're done to death. It's like, yeah, there are a few good ones. I got no interest in that. I like The Walking Dead for an extent and then it's just like, I don't want to see it anymore. Enough with the zombies. Move on. Get a new fucking creature to talk about. And this is a music related one, but I had Saint Anger was a good album. I don't know if it's an outdated fucking comment now. It's like an old hot take. When that album came out, everyone fucking went on about how shit it was and, oh, Metallica, they fucking sold out. I fucking loved it. It's probably my favorite album from them. I just thought I'd chuck it in with the hot takes here. And finishing off, these aren't like finishing with a fucking haymaker or anything. It's just like, my last one, I find clowns are scarier than ghosts. Simple. They're the hot takes. There's a whole bunch of rapid fire ones. And thank you to everyone who did send in their hot takes when I asked. At the time, it wasn't meant to be the final episode or anything like that. I was going to keep going, but I was just like, nah, I'm going to give that up. I've had enough of that. And then I was like, oh, I did like the hot takes. So that's why I decided to do them anyway. But I decided to do my own because this time was more stuff I was just getting off my chest and things that annoyed me and things I feel like I could like pass on some advice. It's kind of like a therapy session and just like my version of a mic drop where I'm like, okay, this is what's annoyed me. Here are my hot takes. Here's some opinions I didn't bother saying during the time of the show. It's again, so what's going to happen? People, because there's no more episodes. And yeah, that's why I did the hot takes. I enjoyed it though. I got pretty passionate about that. Some things annoyed me a lot more than I realized once I started. I was like, oh my God, because I edited a fair bit out of some of them and then they were like on huge rants. Where is this going? It was just like, woo. They are the ramblings of a crazy person. Let's cut about 5 minutes off that point because that's not necessary. And some of them still went for a fair while. So that's showing how big the rants could have got. But yeah, it just felt good doing it. Even though some topics you're going to be like, geez, man, calm down. Anyway, that's hot takes. And I just thought I'd get them off my chest because it's the last episode. And speaking of it being the last episode, let's start wrapping it up. And I'm going to get into the goodbyes and just my last final thoughts on how I felt the podcast has gone over these years. It is weird when you've done something for so long. Like I initially did this and had to stop. So it kind of sucked that ended then. But now I feel like it's naturally come to an end. But I feel like it was important important to do an actual proper final episode where I say thank you and goodbye, get a few things off my chest, and then just go out before it's got to the point where it's a burden or I just randomly stop it on an episode. And yeah, and the plan in the next few months is to potentially start a new podcast where I can be more creative, do more things, focus on other genres and all this stuff. But this episode today isn't about that. I'm not trying to like plug a new thing. It's just saying that I'm not gone forever potentially. It's just that the love for this has died off and I felt it was worth doing a final episode to say goodbye, say thank you, and that's what I'm doing now. And yeah, I'm just going to get into that now because this podcast has been going since the end of 2019 and it did have a fair gap in the middle, but it's been going for a good solid almost 2.5 years. I've done probably almost 200 episodes. It's been great. I've had some great guests I've got to talk to, had some celebrities and directors, which is amazing. I've got to talk to Hannah Fearman, Anthony de Blasi, Naomi Grossman. That was a pretty huge episode. David Howard Thornton, Art the Clown. Do you know how hard he is to talk to now since he's blown up? That guy's hard to reach now. And now it's so good that like his success is blown up. Like, I don't want to say it's because of me, like probably it was. The fact that I got to talk to these people thanks to a podcast, it's crazy. And one of my favorite directors in the whole world, Sam Curtin, he was an amazing guy to come on, and everyone who was associated with these movies. It's just great. Like, the podcast opens so many opportunities if you want them. And then all the podcasters I've got to talk to, I didn't do a million guest episodes, but the ones I have, I've talked to so many people, made so many friends through this, and it was amazing. It's hard to specifically mention anyone because I feel like there are plenty of people. You'd know who you are and all this sort of stuff. It's just that I feel like if I mention anyone and then forget others, it's rude and it feels like a shitty way of ending the podcast. There's some people who I feel like do need a specific mention. If I could have ever had a staff member for the podcast, and that guy was Stephen Godfrey. He has messaged me so many movies to suggest and he just gives me information on them and so many of these 80s movies that I hadn't seen. And it was like, he's so helpful. He would happily do a Facebook page for me or whatever else. And I feel like I never gave him the attention and appreciation he deserved. But yeah, it has been noticed, man. Thank you so much. He's just always like been there. If I could ever have a staff member, it would have been him. He would have been the number one because yeah, his efforts were so good. And I just feel like I never got to utilize them or didn't focus because I focused on brand new movies and screeners and other movies that I enjoy doing myself. Thank you so much. I just want to say him specifically, he's done so well. And when I was doing trivia, Kate sending a calendar, that was amazing. It's so good. Thomas Pitt sending me DVDs. Those little moments were just so nice where you're like, oh my God, these people have actually sent me something. So good. Thank you so much. It's crazy. And it's just been a fun ride doing this podcast. Like, yeah, I could have put more effort into it. I could have reached out to more people. I wish I could have done a lot more things or had like, you know, more guests, whatever else, but I didn't do that. There's no point living with all the regrets and things I wish I could have done. If only I'd done this or whatever else. This was the podcast. This is how I did it. I'm sorry I didn't reach out to people or show the love back and the support and all that sort of stuff. I kind of regret that a little bit. I've had a fun time and I'm not going to focus on what I didn't do. I'm going to focus on what I did do. I've had a great time doing this. It was good talking about so many movies and getting to meet so many people. And the support everyone gave me was amazing. It meant the world to me. Even if it felt like I didn't show it back, it did mean a lot to me. And thank you everyone who's ever been involved with the Creepy Crap podcast. Anyone who's ever supported it, you are absolute legends. You're darlings. You're gorgeous. And thank you so much again. And I guess it's time to wrap it up finally. I keep dragging it out because it is a little bit sad now. You're like, oh shit, this is literally the last time I'll be doing this podcast. That is actually pretty crazy. It's been a great time. I loved it. I don't know what else to say. Thank you so much. And I guess it's time for one last goodbye. I'll go with a classic. Thank you for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name is Danny Boy. Keep yourselves creepy. Keep yourselves crappy. And have a great life. Ah, there you go. There's some creepy crap kisses. Farewell.